Some people call it slamming, and some people call it pogoing, and some call it the skang. But I just call it dancing because that's normally what you're doing. Like this one, they just call this more or less a slam. It's just keep going in a circle, keep moving your arms and stuff, and just bouncing off people, pushing them away. Then you'll see people stepping out through the crowd like this, pushing people off them as they bounce into them. And then also, there's also people, you'll see them, they'll be doing the pogo. They're usually pretty close to the stage. And you keep moving around in a circle like this, because that's the way the pit moves, is in a circle. People are jumping off stage, you push them away, and just try not to get out of that circle, because if you do, you get out of the beat. And that's where the energy's at, is in the beat. Just keeps going like this. Just keep moving around. And it doesn't matter if you fall down or not, because your buddy's going to be there to pick you up, or someone's going to pick you up. Yeah, or someone's going to pick you up. Yeah, or someone's going to pick you up.
This is an ode to new moons and raw bodies. Bumping, foamy, bloody. Shove me, baby, one more time. Purple, bruises and dry flowers. Nose is bleeding like it was the first time. Licking, levitating bodies until someone falls. Des corps qui s'entrechoquent et se portent toute l'attention du monde. Mais si jamais je tombe, toujours une main qui surgit du noir pour me rattraper avant que je ne heurte le sol.
Divine surprise. Je suis mue par la multitude autant que j'anime les autres. Les impacts reçus sans but ni direction sont des électrochocs délicieux qui font grésiller la moelle épinière. Choc, douceur, choc, douceur, choc, douceur.
Change now, and if you don't fucking pick up the gentle hint, we're gonna fucking very clearly direct you as to what to do.
Urban Dictionary, lesbian mosh pit. The scariest thing in the world. It is where a bunch of dykes get together at a rock show and start scissoring. I went to a Every Time I Die concert and there was a lesbian mosh pit. It was scary. By Brian White off Brook Park, May 8th, 2007.
What you I look at these images, I remember the sexually ambiguous punk clubs of my youth, where horny drunk boys rehearsed their identities, aggressively dancing with one another, and later lurching out, intoxicated, to the parking lot together. For many of them, the mosh pit was not simply a closet. It was a utopian subculture rehearsal space. The story of The Other Ones conjures the electrifying and animating world of touching and breathing along with other boys in the mosh pit. The flaying, annihilative spectacle of a mosh pit was the gateway for many boys to touch other boys without having to wear a helmet and catch or throw balls in the air. It is through such moments of touching and being touched, heavy breathing with and alongside the other newest ones as sweat mingles and hands linger, that we hear the whisper and know it is good, that a certain acting crazy together is possible. Darby's lyrics render a picture of the encounter where corporeal cells crash and careen into each other and some kind of recognition becomes available. The song is an ode to the lusty and sweaty scene of an aleatory encounter for queer boys. It is the mosh pit as the scene of swerving and colliding kids as clinemen. It is a rendering of being with that forms a provisional and temporary common through the encounter, and it happens under the sign of punk. Slam dancing is simply gay foreplay.
Slosh of liquid in a container, move irregularly with a splashing sound. Hit someone hard. An act or sound of splashing. A heavy blow. Agitated bodies, frothing bodies, fluctuating bodies, bodies that levitate, drifting bodies that rupture. It is a condition of interdependency. I lean on you, you lean on me, one bubble says to the other, and the plight of one singular bubble becomes the plight of many. De ce point de vue, le mosh pit, espace par ailleurs généralement plutôt masculin, se donne les airs de violence gratuite. Le public qui prend part est sans aucun doute susceptible de se blesser plus ou moins sévèrement. Or, tout ceci se passe de manière relativement consentie. Qui ne veut pas prendre part au mosh pit peut se tenir à l'écart de celui-ci. Cependant, de la même manière qu'il existe dans les scènes BDSM une façon de prendre soin les uns des autres, il existe aussi un ensemble de règles tacites qui dictent la manière de se comporter dans un pit. Celles-ci impliquent notamment de relever toute personne tombant à terre. Ainsi, si les participants semblent faire preuve d'une certaine violence les uns envers les autres, il y existe aussi un régime de solidarité et d'attention. En outre, à l'inverse du BDSM, cependant, où les rôles sont définis et délimités, opposant généralement un dominant à un dominé, le pit ne comporte aucune dimension hiérarchique explicite. The religiosity of the mosh lies in the communal experience of pain that disorganizes individuality, producing a collective sense of belonging. The moments where bodies come into contact transcend private personal space, as individuals lose their capacity to be separate from others and become part of a collective that subverts and transcends the social boundedness of the body.
It's a historic dance already, and I just heard from my friend Alan, who just came over on the boat, that it's out, it's over. So, just as a historic reference, the pogo has been done like this. This is how it started with this thing. Robert was talking about the weightlifting sounds of weightlifting before. Further, this is a bottle of beer, but it's not really beer, it's water. And what happens is if you do the pogo for half an hour, which without a stick is done like this, you just jump up and down, but you have to arch your back and throw your head around.
response to rock music in a violent manner involving jumping up and down and deliberately colliding with other dancers. Johanna Hedva, The Mysticism of Mosh Pit, or The Mess of Sociality, or Have You Ever Seen Lightning Bolt Live? But questions of gravity have no place in a mosh pit. The pit is like a black hole, or a quantum anomaly, or the mystery spot in Santa Cruz. It's a vortex of forces that don't obey the physical laws we earthlings are bound to. This produces a set of physical laws that push into something supernatural. The people in the pit are transfigured from solid units of individual mass into a singular body of surging liquid. Unlike a black hole, though, which absorbs everything that comes too close to it and ultimately negates it, the force of the mosh pit ripples outward from its core. And rather than a negation, it amplifies, intensity begetting intensity. It is chaotic, frenzied, and unruly, as anything social is, but it looks more complex than just a perching. It looks like it's making something, filling space rather than emptying it. Thinking about sonic harmony might help us think about social harmony. Harmony, how fleeting it is, and yet how eternal. It's like the moment when a body defies gravity and is suffused with rhythm, and then is absorbed back into the teeming, ecstatic mass around it. I feel warm in this chaotic liminal space, a place to be soft and hard. I shove her, she falls. Her nose is bleeding. I pull her right up and we go back into the pit. I lick the blood off with my tongue. We levitate. I want her to push me and then pick me up again and again and again and again. I want her manicured moist hands to dig into my bruised knees. I want her to push me and lick my ear and whisper to me that everything is going to be okay.